Time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. I'm Rob Hakala, along with Lisa Zizian. Every week at this time, we check in with David Snell. He is over at AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, so it's simple now, right? Amazon is improving Alexa privacy with a new delete option. This will solve everything, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll solve everything, but it'll probably also open up a host of new challenges for us, the wary consumer on the other side. But they have made some strides recently because of all the consumer reports, and even Congress was a little bit concerned with how much Alexa was keeping or holding and not telling the consumer. That they're allowing us now to say something as simple as, Alexa, delete what I just said, and it should actually clear up what you said and remove it from the system, so it's not saving that data any longer.
Oh, okay. Well, so when you say delete what I just said, do we know how far back it goes? Is it really just this conversation? Can we control or tell it to delete other parts of the day?
Yes, that's the interesting thing. So delete what I just said will delete what you just said. Say you asked for a certain bit of information, whatever that might be, and you didn't want that to be held there, it's already gone to the cloud, so we know that that's happened, but this is going to delete that instance of the conversation. Since you last said the command, whether it was Alexa or in my house, it's computer, whatever you want, whatever you've called your device. Mm-hmm. They also have Alexa delete everything I said today.
Ah.
So there's another way, on a daily basis, you can clear all the conversations you've had with your smart devices.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, so
that
would be
control, a little more control.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a better thing, but you'd have to remember to do it every day.
Exactly right. Well, that's for the very wary consumer who wants to make sure it's being cleared. They're also rolling out a new protection deletion system in Amazon's hub, which will delete any and all voice recordings older than a certain cutoff. It can be set to either 3 months or up to 18 months, but the feature is not activated automatically. You have to actually log in to your Alexa or use your Alexa app and set the settings within it. But they're not going to automatically turn that on. And there obviously will be some stuff that they won't be able to delete just because it's important for, let's say, legal limitations. So there'll be some things that still get held in some places that we may or may not want to have kept there.
Okay. Still,
sounds confusing, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, but I think it's just hard to trust. It's hard to trust that it's actually working, and that it sounds like it might not be everything that we want it to delete. So you just have to be.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this is just like with computers, where they always say the files are never really gone. David, is it? I mean, this is just another kind of file. Oh, David, are you still there?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's just another kind of file.
So,
And it's never really gone. If it's been on a computer somewhere, that's going to exist somewhere until
I mean, think about this.
Removed in some manner.
Right? Right, Lisa? Every insider trader knows you can't delete everything off your computer. They always go to prison. All right, so this is the... now, with this thing, though, I think most people, and even myself, really didn't thought it was just like an interface that turned things on, that I think most people didn't really understand. And maybe it was in the instructions. I don't even know. You just take it out of the box and you plug it in. You start using it to play games or, you know, listen to music or, mm-hmm. you know, radio station or ask about the weather. And then, but basically when it was on, right, it was recording conversations and other things.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk about that one instance all the time, Rob. We take something out of the box, we plug it in and it works. We say, okay, I'm good. It's working the way it's supposed to. But you don't really know what's going on in the background.
Yeah.
So if you don't take the time to learn about it, it's shame on you or shame on us. Not so much on someone like Amazon until they're actually caught at this, which they have been pretty much caught. They were even letting, as you may recall, contractors listen to stored voice recordings to have. They were using it for a couple of things: to increase the marketing value, but also to increase the value of the Alexa voice recognition.
Right. Right, I remember we talked about that. Yeah.
Again, when you delete it, David, where is it being stored again? It's not stored on the unit. Is it stored in a cloud?
It's just stored in the cloud.
There's
not enough memory in the unit to do all that.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Because, there'd be like a giant Alexa thing. Okay. Be like, this is just to like listen to the... Yeah, this will just tell you the weather. Why is it so big? Okay, no. All right, so... So you can't get to that anyway. So if it goes there and they say it's, how do you really know?
You have to put some faith in Amazon to say they're going to do what they're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the whole point. Like, do we really trust anything that comes out of the box or anything that we're doing that might be tracking us, whether or not we're speaking it or typing it or telling an app our location? I just feel like it's all sort of out there. If you're connected to some sort of device, you are tracked some way, somehow.
You're
absolutely right.
And suppose what most of this is just so that I can give you ads about things you talk about, or is it allegedly to improve the product, or is it more about ads? Or
I think it's now it's to improve the product because they're finding that the government's not allowing them to use data that we don't submit intentionally to track us on advertising. Because you can turn off cookies on your browser when you're on the internet. Well, this is like you want to turn off the cookies on your Alexa.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, normally you don't want a lot of government intrusion, but you definitely need somebody to watch, I guess, big companies like this to make sure someone's going to be on the people's side, I guess, to make sure that...
Yeah, we need some protections for sure, Rob.
Yeah, just to know, basically what you want. Yes, you want to buy this, but, you'd like to... be able to have some options or some choice as you go forward,
yes.
At least to be informed and then make the decision yourself. Some people really might not care, and that may be fine. That may be your choice that, you don't really mind whether it records you.
Mm.
Other people might want to have that option, and that's why it's good to have these choices. So I guess we'll still see how it goes. We're still kind of still in new territory, right, David, as we go forward with all these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
And it's not just Alexa either. You've got... Apple Siri, you got Google's Assistant, Microsoft's Cortana. All of these things that you talk to have to send that data somewhere.
Yeah, what about that remote control when you tell it what TV you want? Is that also listening?
It has to be.
Yeah,
that's true. It's telling you to talk,
Star Trek. I want Star Trek.
There's two more things I wanted to say real quickly about this, which is not implemented as of this morning because I've tested it again, but two more things you'll be able to say, which I think might be a little more helpful, is, Alexa, tell me what you heard, and she should respond with what she was hearing. That would be an interesting concept to test.
Yeah.
And, Alexa, why did you do that?
Oh.
Huh.
I don't know the purpose for that, but I tried it, and she says, I haven't learned that yet. So that has not been enabled.
Okay.
So we'll see when that comes along, and we'll see what that does. When you ask somebody, why did you do that? That's like speaking to your child. Why did you do that? I didn't do that.
All right, Alexa's learning. This will be fascinating, David, because we're going to be talking about at 8:41. We hope to be getting an author on that's going to talk about AI, artificial intelligence. So, it's not HAL 9000 in your home yet, but we'll take a look at this as we go forward as to computers that are learning new skills, and we'll see what they do with them. All right, David's our tech guy, Act Smart IT. David, people can go online to read more about this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to my website, actsmartit.com. Click on my blog link or go to 959watt.com, and you'll find a link from the Rob and Lisa Show.
Thanks David.
Have a great day.
You too.